Our assigned lectionary gospel lesson comes from the 5th chapter of Luke. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, that's the Sea of Galilee, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter saw it, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Heard any good fish stories lately? Did I ever tell you about the time where in my pond I caught a fish this big? Hey, and what about the time getting into boat and pulling out into deep water and hauling in so many fish that friends had to be called in to help? Well, the first story is true. It was a 12-inch largemouth bass. The second is actually one of the many fishing stories that can be found in the Bible. And whether you believe in miraculous catches of fish or not, there is a lot to learn from the story that we've just heard in Luke 5 when we look below the waterline. On the surface, we have a story telling us that near the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, such a large crowd comes out to see him at the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee, that Jesus gets into a boat and puts out a little way from the shore so that he can be seen and heard by the entire crowd. And the owner of the boat happens to be a fisherman named Simon, who later in the same story is called Simon Peter. And though Simon and his fishing buddies were already cleaning their nets after a very disappointing night of catching no fish, Jesus tells Simon to put out into deep water and let down his nets for a catch. You know, we're talking about a professional fisherman here. So I talked about in the church school class this morning when we were talking about this story, I would love to ask Simon Peter what he really thought when Jesus first told him what to do about fishing. But for some reason, he decides to trust this itinerant preacher and teacher named Jesus. And the result is that so many fish were caught that Simon has to call in his partners in the other boats to come and help. And when both boats were filled with fish to the point that they began to sink, Simon Peter became deeply humbled and reverenced. And so much so that Jesus responds, "Do not be afraid." Sound familiar? This is a common biblical phrase by those representing the presence of God. An epiphany moment, if you will. And then comes the shocking end to this fishing story when Jesus tells the fishermen, which now include brothers James and John, that from now on they will be catching people and not fish. They surprisingly left everything and followed him. That is one heck of a fishing story. But it's even more amazing when looked through the lens of the purpose for the gospel writer, and how this becomes not just a story that happened once upon a time, but a story that happens all the time, to this very day, to you and to me. For Luke, this story is about discipleship, about being called to ministry and service, and about how you and I then decide how to respond. And from a literary perspective, this is classified as a call story. There are many, many such stories in the Bible, and especially in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. And the other biblical passage that we heard this morning from Isaiah 6 is also a call story. And it has inspired many familiar and beloved hymns, such as our hymn of praise this morning, Holy, Holy, Holy. And our hymn of response that we'll sing in just a moment, Here I Am, Lord. But you and I are neither Isaiah, a great prophet, nor Simon Peter, a great apostle. Or are we? I want to present three observations that can be made in regard to our calling into discipleship, which can best perhaps be defined as simply following the ways and teachings of Jesus. First, the fishermen had done nothing to warrant or merit Jesus' call to them. Regardless of what Jesus may have seen in them, to contend that he called the most capable and most qualified to be his disciples would be to contradict an important element in the gospel narrative. The fishermen had absolutely no training in this new line of work. They were ordinary working folks, and we have no indications that they were called because of their qualifications, their character, or even their potential. In fact, both Isaiah's and Simon Peter's initial reaction was an overwhelming feeling of being unworthy, to the point of acknowledging their own sinfulness. So I think it's comforting to know that we don't have to possess the right stuff, like living a perfect life or being an expert in biblical knowledge, before God can use us to further the realm and kingdom of God in our midst. So remember the mantra: God doesn't call those who are empowered. God empowers those who are called. Second, the call to discipleship did not come in a holy place. Did you notice? It wasn't in a temple or a synagogue or high on a mountain, but in the midst of the fishermen's daily work. This point is significant because it is further a sign of the ordinary work of God's realm, Jesus' new community that reaches into the arena of our everyday human life. God comes to us, then, we need to remember, in the midst of the ordinariness of our own everyday lives. The ministry begun by Jesus, therefore, involves us wherever we find ourselves and doing whatever it is we are doing. Discipleship is everywhere, all the time, not just a Sunday morning kind of thing. And that leads us to the third point, that the call to follow the ways and teachings of Jesus may actually require a change in our priorities, and perhaps even a reordering of our commitments. We're told that the first disciples left everything, their profession, to follow Jesus. Now, while it's understandable that we don't like to be told what our priorities should be or how we should live our lives, it is true that on one level, serving God in our daily lives does require a commitment on our part. And at another level, it may require a change in some of our priorities. And I love the part of the story in Isaiah 6, in which Isaiah, in a vision, overhears God asking, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Have there not been times and circumstances pop up now and again in your own life when you sensed being asked this same question? A lot of times we may hope that someone else will raise their hand and volunteer, and someone else will answer the call. God, send someone else. I'm busy. Send somebody else. I'm not qualified. Send somebody else. It's not my job. Perhaps we, like so many biblical characters, are afraid. Yet at other times, we, like Isaiah, may gather the courage to respond. Here I am. Send me. You know, in years past, when I've preached on this text from Luke, I've tended to jump over the calling to discipleship part of this story and emphasize instead the part about catching people. While there is indeed an element of evangelism, of sharing the good news to others and inviting them to join in, this fishing story isn't ultimately around issues concerning church growth. It's too narrow of an interpretation to think this story is about the size of a congregation. No, it's about how we choose to respond to what we perceive and discern God is calling us to be and to do. In our congregation's mission statement, again this week printed on the cover of the worship bulletin, is currently our best understanding of our calling as a community of faith. But we must never forget that the call comes not just to us as a congregation, but also to us as individuals. Therefore, like Isaiah and Simon Peter, it's up to each one of us to decide how to respond to our calling. And remember, part of our understanding of baptism is that indeed each one of us is called to service. But it is here that this fishing story can continue to be instructive. Where is it that Jesus tells Simon Peter to go catch fish? Jesus says, put out in the deep water. Luke meant this to have a metaphorical meaning beyond its literal understanding. So what does it mean for you and I, and for us as a community of faith, to head out into deep water? Well, deep water means moving beyond the safety, security, familiarity, and the comfort of the shallow water near the shoreline. Perhaps the Spirit of God is calling you right now to leave the shallow places in your life and head out to explore the depths. But yes, there is risk in leaving what is familiar and comfortable, and I would add traditional. It takes trust and courage to go just a little bit deeper to where things aren't so certain, where we can't see what lies beneath, and where things are going to be different. So what deeper water are you being called to explore? What deeper water is College Hill being called to venture into? Like that miraculous catch of fish, what abundance might be waiting if you and I were to risk heading out from the shallow end and into deeper uncharted territory, and there let down our nets. And notice that Simon Peter could not do it all by himself. He had to call in his friends, his partners for help. So we learned that we need to share the labor so that our nets don't break, that our boat doesn't sink. This catching of people, especially when it's out in deep water, is something that we do together as a community and with other communities. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Here we are, Lord. Send us. Amen.